Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Just Get Fit with Mickey. I'm your host, Mickey, a certified nutrition coach and personal trainer. And today I wanted to talk about weight loss. And the reason is a lot of people go into their weight loss journey really and truly focused on, okay, well, what do I need to cut out when it comes to nutrition? And then on the workout side, it tends to be like, what do I need to add? And it goes more and more and more and more. And so my advice for clients is generally, when it comes to the nutrition side of things, is to really focus on actually something a little different and to tackle nutrition with the mindset of, what can I add? And I know maybe that sounds counterintuitive if your goal is to lose weight. However, think of it this way. If you are someone who has yo-yo dieted in the past or done a lot of extreme things and lost weight really quickly only to regain it, or done cleanses and all these things where you've just like given up and called it quits based on the whole idea of like, I just need to eat as little as possible, this is for you, okay? Because most of the women that I have worked with and coached when it comes to nutrition come from that similar background. I certainly did, right? The idea that, you know, less is more in terms of seeing more progress quicker. However, I think the reality is that for most people, less is more is not really sustainable long term. And the more we feel deprived, the more we feel we can't have things or can't eat things or do things, the harder it is to maintain. And the point of a weight loss journey, I would imagine, is to lose weight and to keep it off. And for that process to be as enjoyable as possible and sustainable. And so this idea of what can I add can be really helpful. And so I kind of wanted to give you some ideas on what this might look like. So for example, I would have a client come to me and say, look, Nikki, I'm really trying to lose weight. I'm not sure where to start. And so we would, you know, have a look at what they're eating. And generally speaking, we would pick one meal to really focus on as a starting point, because there's nothing more overwhelming than being like, okay, we're going to overhaul your breakfast, your lunch, your dinner, your snacks, everything. We're starting from scratch. And it's like, oh, great. Because I don't have enough going on in my life that I'm just going to completely throw everything out the window and just restart. So what I would say is pick one meal. You know, leave everything else the same. Pick one thing that you struggle with, or you don't feel as fulfilled with, or you don't feel as satisfied with. So for example, you're saying, you know what, lunch is kind of a disaster. I often, you know, work from home. And so I kind of take my break, decide what I want to eat whatever I can find. I nibble a bit of this, a bit of that, you know, find myself standing in front of the pantry with my hand in the bottom of the, I don't know, Cheez-Its, snacking, looking for what else I can eat because I'm not satisfied. And then I end up, you know, binging at night. And it's like, okay, well, let's address lunch. And so what I would say is, coming with this idea of what can I add, it's think about a starting place. And normally I say, because most of us, including myself, we struggle with protein, I would say, let's look at some protein sources that you like and enjoy. And you can go and Google this. You can do some research on this. I think you can find some ideas on my website, www.justget.fit. There's some blog posts on this. But basically, the idea is for you to start building based on something you like and then to add to it. So instead of going, what's the smallest amount of food I can eat as possible? You know, let me just get some grass and, you know, throw a tomato on there and call it a day, only to find yourself starving and eating the entire box of Cheez-Its later, is to go, okay, let me start with protein in mind. Whether it's chicken, fish, or tofu, or, you know, lentils, or eggs, or Greek yogurt, whatever it is, think about the protein source you have, and then think about what you can add to it. What can you add after that starting point, right? Whatever it is. If it's yogurt, what can you add? Instead of going, well, I'm just going to have that. It's like, okay, well, I could add some berries. I could perhaps add, you know, some nuts that I like. I could add, you know, maybe a protein powder if I wanted it to be chocolatey or to taste like cookies and cream if you have, say, cookies and cream protein powder. But the thing is, focusing on the idea of addition versus, yeah, subtracting from your meal is mentally a really positive shift. Same thing when you're making dinner or dinner plans. If you're someone who wants pizza or pasta, and I always use this as an example because those foods always seem to get a bad rap and, you know, be really negatively looked at, is in thinking of going, okay, what can I add to my pasta dish, or what can I add to my meal with pizza? And people go, add, like you should be taking away, you shouldn't be adding more, like pizza and pasta can be so calorie dense. However, if you go, look, I'm going to have a serving of pasta, but I'm going to add a side of protein, or I'm going to add a large salad to it, you actually get to break down these negative associations we have with certain foods. You get to work on healing your relationship with food while at the same time still working towards your goals and learning to work towards them while being able to incorporate foods you love is the goal. Really, truly, I think most people realize, but not everyone does, that I think that if you are able to eat foods you like and enjoy regularly and see progress or see your health moving in a positive direction, you're going to go, hey, you know what? Like, I can do this. This can become a way of life instead of just something I do for 30, 60, or 90 days. And, you know, another example would be like, okay, I would really like to have some chips. Okay, great. I love chips. So this is a perfect example for me. Now, this is where I would check in with myself and be like, how hungry am I? Am I like a little bit snacky where having, you know, a small bowl of chips is going to suffice? Or am I meal size hungry in that, like, I really need a substantial amount of food for me to be full and satisfied? In which case, can I add something to my chips, which is going to make me feel more full and satisfied and not eat a family size bag of chips? I've been there, done that, does not feel great. And so if I decide, hey, you know what, I'm actually pretty hungry, like I think I might want to eat something with these chips, I might say, you know what, maybe I'm going to have a sandwich. Maybe I'm going to dig some stuff out of the fridge, put together a sandwich, you know, get some deli meat and some cheese and mustard and mayo, throw some tomatoes on there, make myself a sandwich and put a bunch of chips on the side and have a nice little meal. That's a great way of incorporating something that you want and like, but also ensuring that you're not going to be relying solely on chips to feel full and satisfied, because I can tell you it takes a lot of chips for a lot of us to be full and satisfied. And so this idea of, you know, adding versus taking away can be really powerful. And sometimes it can feel confusing where it's like, well, I don't know, what do I add? But even if it is a bit tricky for some meals, this general idea can be really helpful. And like I tend to recommend to most people, once again, because protein for most of us is difficult, is start with protein in mind and then add to it. Or if you have that specific food that you're wanting, craving, like chips, add to that with perhaps protein in the back of your mind. And let's be clear, this might not work well in every single scenario, or you might feel very stuck. For example, if you're like, look, I would really love some Oreos, thinking about what protein you're going to add to Oreos might work really well for you. If you're like, you know what, I'm going to crumble them up and I'm going to put them on some Greek yogurt and kind of make some like cookies and cream thing. But I think in a lot of situations, you're going to be like, well, I don't know what to pair with Oreos. Like, I'm not going to add veggies and I'm not going to add fruit. I mean, maybe I was like, oh, strawberries and Oreos actually kind of sound like it'd be like a nice little platter of things. But anyways, I digress in that my point is, some foods are going to be really easy to think about what you can add to them. Some are not. Don't get caught up on it being perfect. Even if you strive to do this 100% of the time and fall short and do it 60 or 70% of the time, that's still really, really incredible and something you should be so proud of, because this is not only something that's likely going to be very helpful for you and your health goals, but it's also going to be really positive when it comes to you and your relationship with food and how you look at it. Instead of demonizing food and saying, oh no, I can't have that, or I'm going to be starving if I only eat one slice of pizza and then I'm going to end up binging later. You kind of have that shift in terms of like, no, I can have that slice of pizza. I can probably have two slices of pizza, maybe more. And then I'm going to add to my meal. I'm going to add a protein source on the side, or I'm going to add a giant salad on the side, or I'm going to add some fruit. But really thinking about addition versus taking away is key. And it really is a positive shift that is going to, for many people, make this way of a lifestyle change much more sustainable and much more mentally doable. Because at the end of the day, if you cannot imagine sticking to the way you're eating or the way you're training day after day after day for an entire year or longer, once again, the results you attain are probably going to be short-lived. And no one is looking to lose weight for a week or a month. People are looking to lose weight and to keep that off and to feel their best. Truly, at the end of the day, I think most of us are just looking to feel good and to be healthy in the process. So I challenge you, if you do have health goals, whatever they may be, to really focus on what you can add to your life instead of just thinking about all the things you need to take away and cut out. That is not a way to live. All right, fam, that is a wrap on this episode. Don't forget, you can follow me on Instagram at justget.fit. And if you're looking for workout programs for the home, gym, or prenatal programs, you can go to www.justget.fit/stronger.